Thursday mornings, Marianne Combs from NPR News checks in with us for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, guys.
All right. What do you have here for us this week?
We've got some really interesting things going on this weekend. First off, Jungle Theater in Minneapolis is staging the classic production On Golden Pond. Now, here's the thing. You know, you remember the movie from Jane Fonda and all those days, a 1980s classic.
Mm-hmm.
Bane Belke, the artistic director of the Jungle Theater, is in his last year. He's going to be retiring after founding this theater, turning it into the gem that it is. And now he's bidding farewell to the Jungle Theater, and he's starring in the show. He's directing the show. And he also is really well known for his set design. So he's done the set design for the show. So in a sense, there's this really bittersweet feeling of not just the reality of the story, but knowing that in some sense, this bidding farewell and saying goodbye and aging is also taking place in reality.
Exactly.
In Bane Belke's life.
I know. It's the perfect play to do, in essence, for this, and we'll just give it so much more oomph.
Exactly.
Because of, you know, being aware of the reality of it. So, all right. What else do you have for us today?
Next, at Bokely Gallery in Minneapolis, Jim Denemy, a known local painter, has got a new solo show out called Dialogues. And he's really using some pretty out-and-out edgy humor to take a look at race relations between Native Americans and mainstream society and the history of the missions and the school systems that were brought in and taking Native American children out of their culture, etc. And he has a lot of sort of visual jokes. There's a whole series of paintings that he's started on that have, you know, Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Tonto at one point says, "You lied to me," and the Lone Ranger says, "Get used to it."
Wow.
So, mm-hmm. You know, things like that. And then he also has some lovely paintings that are all about creativity and where he goes to when he's looking for creativity, but also some, you know, interesting symbolism with all these bright colors or lovely, luscious colors that really stand out, especially in this snowy weather. But symbolism, like when you see the stumps of trees or if you see chickens, that for him represents colonization and the cutting down of forests and the bringing in livestock. So, you know, he plays with all this sort of symbolism and imagery. And then he has something like Elvis taking a selfie. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You can even find Scott Seekins in one of his paintings. So, I mean, there's a lot going on in this gallery show. This is at Bokely Gallery in Minneapolis. And what I love about Bokely Gallery is that they tend to specialize in Native American artists. And they're like two doors down from Birchbark Books, which is owned by Louise Erdrich, the author, the Native American author who's so well known. Won the National Book Award recently. She's just two doors down, so you can stop at the bookstore, get your culture that way, and then you can stop at the gallery and get your culture that way. So it's a cool deal.
If you're not familiar with Scott Seekins, Google him, and you may realize you've seen him around town. we're here with Marianne Combs for the Weekend Arts Roundup. All right, give us one more here.
One more, Relics at the Guthrie Theater.
I've wondered about this. We've heard a bit about this.
I'm excited to see this show this weekend. I've got tickets, and it opens tonight. Here's the deal. The year is 2314. Mm-hmm. Archaeologists have discovered a 300-year-old colony in what used to be called North America. So it's like a museum exhibition. You're walking around this museum exhibition, and there are museum interpreters who are reenacting what it was like to be in 2014, to be an ancient, as they call them.
So we are the ancients.
Yes,
that they're talking
we
about.
Are the ancients. And so it's a really interesting exploration of looking at our culture through a future lens, which is an imperfect lens. They don't know exactly what they're talking about. It's
right.
Just through the clues that they've found.
Right.
I love the advertising image shows a archaeological dig, and there's a skeleton holding an iPhone in front of its face.
This is how they spoke to one another.
I'm sure there's some sort of religion based around. There must be something there where we're worshiping the iPhone.
Right. So. Exactly. Not being able to know exactly what it was.
Exactly.
And it's called Relics again.
That's
and it's
Relics.
Taking place at the Guthrie.
Yep. It's taking place in the Guthrie's Dowling Studio, and it runs through November 23rd.
Check out all these events that Marianne has talked about. You can check it out online right now over at thecurrent.org. We've got links to information about all of them. Marianne Combs, as always, thank you. Nice to see you.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. We'll send her on her way.